It's cold out there today. So focus on a warm spot in your body as you meditate. Just as when you're focused on the breath, you try to find the area where the breath is most obvious. Try to find the spot in the body that seems warmest and focus your attention there. Stay there and then think, warm, warm, warm. And when you get a sense that it really is warm there, okay, then think of that warmth spreading to different parts of the body. What you're doing is taking the positive part of what might be a bad situation. This is a necessary principle for learning how to develop endurance and patience. When you're in a difficult situation and all you can think about are the difficulties, then that makes it even worse. You've got to see where here is something that's not difficult, something that I can gain strength from, something that gives support to the mind. And you focus on that. And that way you find that it's a lot easier to be enduring, a lot easier to be patient. The difficulties of the world don't weigh you down, because they're out there in the world. There are plenty of them. But as John Swart said, they're heavy on us only when we try to pick them up. And the problem is that we don't pick them up only when we're actually dealing with them. We pick them up all times of the day and the night. And that's what wears us down. So learn to find the positive side of where you are and what's happening, and focus on that to give you strength to deal with the side that's not so positive. We're not running away from problems. We're just finding a position of strength from which we can deal with problems. So when it's too hot outside, okay, think of what's cool inside you. When it's cold outside, think of what's warm. When the mind is in a turmoil, find the spot in the mind that's not in a turmoil. It's there. After all, I've got lots of committee members in the mind. Why let your attention get totally absorbed in the ones that are difficult, that are creating trouble? Find at least one part of the mind that's not creating trouble, that's actually part of the solution, and hang out there. And that's how the mind gains strength and resilience.